Joining us now is Wellington Tigers girls head coach Andy Hampton. Wellington originally scheduled to play Tipton tomorrow night in the finals of the Lafayette County Tournament. That game has been moved, but Wellington had two wins earlier in the week. They beat Lexington soundly on Monday, and then Wednesday, tough fought, but came out with a 49-28 win over St. Paul. Coach Hampton, congratulations on your week and your season so far. Thanks for joining us. Talk a little bit about how the Tigers have been playing this year and a little bit this week.
Well, we've gotten off to a really good start, 9-0 so far, and we're able to win the conference tournament a few weeks ago, and have played some bigger schools in our non-conference schedule to start before first semester was over. And so, you know, things are going really well right now. We got off to another good start this week with two wins in the county tournament. So, you know, we couldn't ask for a better start right now with a young team that coming in that didn't have a whole lot of varsity experience. So, you know, the girls have done a good job of progressing, and that's just going to be our moving forward. That's what we're looking at doing, is just taking each game one at a time. And our games are going to get a lot tougher here coming up with conference play kicking off also, and playing a really good Tipton team next Saturday night.
Coach, you guys lost Carly Jenkins last year. She was a big scorer, and she was also a big body for you. But you say you don't have a lot of varsity experience returning, but you've got two pretty good sophomores in the Shannon sisters. Talk a little bit about what they provide for you.
Well, you know, they were both great players last year as freshmen, and started and were all conference, all district players last year as freshmen. So, you know, them getting that experience last year has really helped. They've improved a lot and grown up a lot. And, you know, some of our other girls that are filling in now, they got just bits and pieces last year of some varsity time. So, you know, they've taken advantage of the opportunity that they had then and put it into now. And so, you know, they're two special players for us, and lead us in scoring, lead us in rebounding, I think, also, and steals per game. They just they have a relentless attitude when it comes to being on the court, and they share the ball well, and have made our team a lot better. So even though they are young, they're two very good leaders for us.
Coach, the theme in some of my interviews tonight with coaches that have called in have been consistency in coaching staff and consistency at a school. I think this is your 11th year at Wellington, is that correct? Started your 12th. And if my Facebook feed is right, you just picked up your 200th win last week, yeah, or early yep. this week. So, congratulations on that. That's a great accomplishment for you. And you know, like everyone that's coached know, it's not just about coaching. You got to have the kids. But congratulations on that. You've done a great job. So next week, you guys travel to Sweet Springs Tuesday, and then you have a home game, another conference game against Crest Ridge on Friday, which they played you tough in the conference tournament, and then you turn around and play in the Lafayette County finals on Saturday against Tipton. So you've got a tough week next week. How are you planning on preparing your girls for that?
Well, you know, the I-70 side, the girls' side, is always tough year in, year out, and so that starts next week. And you know, going on the road to Sweet Springs is never an easy place to play. And then, yes, had a great game with Crest Ridge in the conference tournament championship. And as always, against Katie and her team is always a tough matchup. And so, you know, it was a great high school basketball game the first time we played, and I don't expect anything different than that the next time at our place. And then having to go play a state-ranked Tipton team back-to-back days is not going to be easy. And then actually the next Monday we traveled to Oak Grove. So, you know, this next 10-day stretch for us is going to be pretty tough. But, you know, it's a great test right now. We're getting into the heart of the season, and this is the time when you really want to find out kind of who you are and where you're going to end up, and what do you really got to work on by the time districts roll around. So, you know, these games are just great preparation for that. And you know, our kids are going to be looking forward to it. They were excited for the opportunity to play a team like Tipton that is a state-ranked team, and kind of see where we really are at. So it doesn't get easy for us at all, but like I said, the kids have been working hard, and We've just been kind of trying to take it day by day and game by game, and they've brought a great energy to every game and every practice so far, and so hopefully we can just continue to grow with that.